Chapter 3. Not Just a 9-to-5 Job. I took a sincere interest in psychiatry. I was interviewed by the doctor in charge, the supervisor, and the head nurse. They asked all kinds of questions, i.e., how I would deal with certain patients with dangerous behaviors. One significant question I remember they asked was, "What would you do if a patient started to turn over tables, pick up a chair, and tried to ram it through the window and shout, 'I want to jump out the window'?" My question to him would be, "What is wrong with you?" I had a very similar case a year later. I was accepted for the position because I answered all the questions correctly. I studied and worked there as well for 10 years. This was a remarkable experience for me, and I enjoyed it immensely. I learned a lot about patients with psychiatric disorders, which I narrated in a previous manuscript. I've studied numerous books regarding different problems and behaviors in these patients. This has been a great benefit throughout my nursing career, and I have spread these happenings throughout this epistle as well. I lost track of Arnold for 10 years. Then I decided to take a break and applied to the orthopedic ward in the new building. I ran into him again. "Hi, Arnold," I said. "Long time no see." 10 years, isn't it?" he said. "Yes, 10 years of these types of patients can be quite draining," I said. "Yes, you know from experience," he replied. After working on ortho for 9 years, the computer age became a reality. We were taught how to operate this brain machine. I must admit, I wasn't all that keen on learning this close to my retirement, but we had to. Surprisingly, it didn't take too long to get familiar with it. All admissions, OR reports, and progress notes had to be recorded into the computer. The first week it took us 1.5 hours. Finally, we could input it all in 20 minutes. "How are you doing, Arnold?" I asked. "Just like you, struggling at first. But I started to get the hang of it," he replied. "I have experienced the same," I said. One time, upon entering a 4-bed ward, a patient in bed 1 had his curtains closed. "Waiting for his nurse, most likely," I thought. I opened the curtain a crack and saw a young woman lying down sound asleep. My first thought was, "What? Did they change this room to female patients?" Then I noticed this man sitting in a slouched position and looking quite annoyed. I whispered, "What happened?" "She came to visit me, and the first thing she said was, 'Get out of your bed. I need it more than you do. I have looked after the kids till 1 p.m., and I am totally exhausted.' Within a minute, she was sound asleep," he said. She followed this pattern every day until the patient was discharged. About 20 years back, I worked on the ward for open-heart surgery.
"Gerald, could you give Mr. Gowan an enema?"
"Sure, no problem." The patient appeared quite anxious and flushed in his face. I thought, so young and already a triple bypass. He is probably quite constipated, a common occurrence with those patients. "Mr. Gowan, when did you have a BM?" I asked.
"Not since my surgery, which is 10 days ago," he answered.
"Well, of course, you don't eat very much the first 4 or 5 days," I said.
"That's right," he replied.
"I am going to give you the enema. I'll keep the bedpan right beside your lower back in case you won't make it to the bathroom," I said. The patient asked, "Can I go to the bathroom afterwards?" "Yes," I said. "That is what I was trying to tell you." The patient was able to retain the enema, but had a hard time to expel it.
Finally, with some instructions, he was able to move his bowels. He was perspiring profusely, breathing very rapidly. All of a sudden, he got up and had to hold on to the bar and said, "I don't feel good. I am going to die. I am going to die. Oh, what will I do now?" In a silent prayer, I asked for wisdom. I filled up the enema bag with tepid water. I said to the patient, "I'll give you a tepid water enema. Could you retain this enema as long as you can?" "No problem," he said. As I instilled it, he said, "Oh, what a miracle! What a miracle! This feels so good. I am beginning to feel nice and cool now. What a blessing! What a blessing! I really thought I was going to die, but I don't think so anymore. Thank you very much," he said. "You can say that again," I said.